morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, the auction itself at 8 a.m. Central Time. 24,100 head will be offered, including 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. If you're wanting to be a buyer, Superior Livestock asks that you call and register for your buyer number right away. That number again is 800-422-2117. Thursday, September 26th, next video auction from Superior Livestock. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Thank you, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Coming up next month, the Oklahoma Commissioners at the Land Office will begin hosting its annual land auctions, benefiting the state's public education system. The CLO's Administrator, Acting Secretary Brant Vonner, stopped by our studios this week to talk about these upcoming auctions, how they came about, and how they benefit Oklahomans. According to Vonner, the concept itself goes back even further than statehood.
Thomas Jefferson had the original idea as the country was expanding west that lands should be set aside. The revenue generated from those lands would go to benefit public education. Mm-hmm. So in Oklahoma, we have about 750,000 acres of surface. About one-fifth comes up every year for lease, and all of that revenue generated goes to public education. Last year, the CLO distributed a little over $131 million to public education in Oklahoma. We kick off in Beaver County at the fairgrounds on October 14th, and we're holding auctions across the state, and we end on October 29th in Payne County. And we've got about 510 tracts this year, covering about 115,000 acres, and that's across 32 counties all in Oklahoma. So a successful bidder receives a five-year lease, mm-hmm. and they can use the lease for agricultural purposes. They can farm it, graze, recreational hunting. It's really been great for the local communities.
All tracts of land are leased by live public auction in accordance to the state constitution. For more information and the complete details on all the tracts of land up for auction this year, be sure to check out the CLO's website at clo.ok.gov or click over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. In trade news today, the trade talks continue this week between the U.S. and China as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement inches closer to reality. President Donald Trump says talks last week between the U.S. and China were very positive. Negotiations will continue this week ahead of high-level talks planned sometime next month. A Chinese delegation canceled U.S. farm visits last week, but apparently not because of the ongoing trade negotiations. Officials say the trips were canceled to avoid excessive media attention. Meanwhile, Democrats in the House of Representatives plan to submit a counterproposal to the White House this week on changes to USMCA, that according to Politico. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says the USMCA Working Group would meet with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer this week to intensify the discussion. Neal is hopeful the group and Lighthizer can strike a deal soon that allows the House to vote on the agreement. Neal says the concerns raised by Democrats are not resolved, but added the Trump administration has made substantial progress. You got farm news on Ron.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.